Take your Bible, if you would. I've got three verses up on the screen very quickly. I want us to look at those. I'm trying to move the service along a little bit. I've got a lot to show you. I know I've preached sort of political messages for the last 2 weeks. That's sort of been was on my mind anyway to build up to as we get close to July 4th. July 4th this year is going to be different. Do you understand that? July 4th is not going to be the same this year as it has been in the past because of the number of people in this country who live in this country who benefit from what this country is. By that I mean, they benefit, some of them benefit purely from the government. They receive government health care, they receive government rent, government child care, government food, government subsidies for the number of children that they have in their home. In other words, welfare. Or the disability people. Now, there are people who are really disabled who I believe should get every dime of aid and help. No doubt about it. But you know as well as I do, there are a number of people in this country who have used lawyers and the legal system to get a disability granted to them simply because they didn't want to work. Am I right? In other words, they are the abusers of the system and they're out there in droves. These are the ones who claim disability and yet put a new roof on their house last week. Some of them get caught. So they benefit from this country directly. Others benefit because of what this country offers. We have a very high, what do they call it? Not a high class, a high standard of living in this country. If you have been to a third world country and been to their slums, you will know the difference. If you paid attention to the pictures that I posted or that I put up on the screen, the people that we fed the last few weeks do not live even in a slum. They live in a house of straw. If that, and they receive no government aid, and they do not have the, they don't even have the ability to be employed anywhere. There is no employment anywhere. Doesn't exist. In this country, there is. There's employment. You can work at McDonald's. McDonald's hires everybody. Don't they? Okay? They let me work at McDonald's. 2 Saturdays in a row, they let me. I quit them. They didn't quit me. I quit them. I'm not a burger guy. Okay? Anyway. So they benefit directly from this nation, but despise this nation and hate this nation and what it is. I say to all of those who swore that they were leaving America if Trump got elected, please leave. Leave. Now, I'm going to talk about Chaz. You know what that is? But it's not Chaz anymore. What is it? I'm going to tell you why, and it will scare you. I'm going to show you some things this morning that I mean to scare you. Because the idea of a civil war is real. It's real. It's scary. I don't want it. But let me tell you what I don't want more than that. It's for the anarchist to move to Hillsboro or Festus. And let me tell you, I wouldn't even touch this stuff today if it hasn't already been tried in a place similar. And I'm going to share that story in a minute. Psalm 33, verse 12, blessed is the nation. In fact, read this out loud with me. In fact, stand as we read Psalm 33, 12 out loud together in solidarity and in respect for God's word. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Do you believe that? Say amen. Now let me read Psalm 144, 15. You can read it out loud with me if you want to. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Are you happy because God is your Lord? Proverbs 14, 34. I give you a second to turn there. Proverbs 14, 34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Do you believe your Bible this morning? Father, we do ask for your help, your blessings. We ask you, dear Jesus, to do what you're going to do in this country, to teach us, God, to show your people what you're going to do in this country. Because you promised us that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our times, Isaiah 33. You promised us, God. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets, is what you said in Amos. And so, Father, we ask that you enlighten your people. Father, what has happened in this country, you've allowed, you've brought it to pass. It fulfills your plan. Maybe some don't understand that, but your people, I believe, do. And Father, what is going to happen is absolutely in your hands. My cousin told me that yesterday, and I believe her. We know who is in charge. We know that you're still God. Jesus Christ is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that all principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places are still subject to his authority. And Father, I believe that you have blanketed this nation with an evil spirit, a very evil spirit. And Father, we know there's a purpose to it. And Father, I believe that the evil spirit and the evil people in this country mean to inflict as much damage and destruction as they will be allowed to get away with. I believe that with all my heart. And I believe, Father, that they are not going to stop. And there are very important, very powerful, very wealthy people in this country who don't want them to stop. They are empowering them. Father, we ask God that you shine light upon the darkness and show your people how evil and how bad it is. And then, Father, tell us that we can trust you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless his word even above his name. We pray in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, spend some time with me. I spent the weekend. I didn't get as much as I wanted, but I think I may have enough to prove my point. A few weeks ago, the rioters, the looters, those who were protesting the death of George Floyd were quickly overtaken by anarchist groups around the country that were inciting the rioting, the looting, the burning down. And I want you to understand, these were paid anarchists. They were paid to do this. And some of the black protesters caught on to it. They knew that their cause had been infiltrated and taken over, because they recorded them and they tweeted about it and they said, look at this. Who's the guy that put a pallet of bricks in front of this government building? There's no construction here. They knew that somebody had put that there and that people were there to incite violence, looting, burning down. They knew they were there to take over their cause. This stopped being about George Floyd a long time ago. So then they took over a large section of Seattle. Now, I've been to Seattle once. I do not wish to go back. It is a liberal town. You can tell because they got homeless dope heads everywhere walking the streets. And they're given needles by their city to clean needles so that they don't spread disease. It enables them to take all the drugs that they want. You need to understand how nature works. Nature has a way of thinning out a herd. Nature has a way of thinning out a herd. God's nature that He set forth in this world does not allow one species to dominate the entire landscape. There's always something that will feed on that and destroy it and bring its numbers down. And what the liberal-minded people... See, liberals, I never did like them. But I thought, well, you know, they're the ones that are helping poor people. They're the ones that are helping drunks and drug addicts. So I tolerated it. But now liberalism has converted over to anarchy and communism. And let me tell you, I will not live in a communist America. I will not do it. I will be shot and killed fighting for liberty before I do. So it says, welcome to CHOP. Please enjoy your stay. Now, the fair-minded reporters of CNN have gone through the entire area and reported that everything is peaceful, that everybody loves one another, that everybody is treated fairly and equal, and that there is no need for any concern. That's a lie. So I followed some people on Twitter. I did a little research and followed. Don't ask me to look at Facebook. Twitter is a little bit more intelligent. And so I watch Twitter, and there's some guys that embed themselves in some of these autonomous areas. And they're the ones reporting what's really going on. So notice, the name used to be CHAZ, which stood for Capitol Hill, which is the section of Seattle they took, Autonomous Zone. And what that means is that they are ruling themselves. The city council has no authority there. The mayor has no authority there. And the police have no authority there. So who's ruling it? CNN wants you to believe that they need no government and are doing fine without anybody ruling them. But the truth of it is, some very evil people are controlling. So let me tell you, Brother Milton, all of these liberals who said there's no such thing as a border between the United States and Mexico, we should allow everyone in, and we stand against Trump building a wall down there. The first thing that they did at Chaz was build a wall. And do you know why? It is to keep certain people out. And they have checkpoints and men with machine guns who stand at those checkpoints to frisk anybody that they suspect is going in there to film or to cause dissension, their kind of dissension. Hypocrites. Hypocrite. And see, the city council of Seattle has voted, overwhelmingly voted, to allow this to continue. The city of council of Seattle has said, we are banning now. We are banning the cops from going in there, and we are banning the police department from using tear gas or any other method that would cause distress to the human body. But here's the reason why it's called CHOP. In fact, I got a graphic on it. I'm going to hold off on this. Let me show you. Let me present it to you how I laid it out. Here's the reality of what CNN. This is what CNN will not show you. That's somebody's vehicle that was taken over and lit on fire. Now, you understand, they took over a commercial and residential section. People have stores there. People live in apartments there, and they own property. According to the rules, and I'll show it to you, no one has a right to own anything. So they took this car and lit it on fire. The Seattle police chief, a black woman, said rapes, robberies, and violence are occurring in the autonomous zone. CNN will not tell you that. They did not have the chief of police of Seattle on to say there are people being raped, robbed, there are fights breaking out, there are shootings every night. They did not want her saying that, so they have not interviewed her. Seattle Police Union Chief calls for leadership after fatal shooting in CHOP zone. Just Friday night, a shooting took place in the zone. Police are not allowed in. One person pronounced dead at the hospital. The second person is in critical condition, fighting for their life. They were shot, murdered. The police are not allowed even to go in to investigate who did it. So the person who did it is still in there, and they're going to do it again. In an interview in Fox and Friends Weekend with host Pete Hedges Saturday, Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Solon remarked that it is no longer the summer of love, like Democratic Mayor Jenny Durkin claimed, but the summer of chaos, and I believe that. By the way, the police union of Seattle was kicked out of the Seattle Labor Board. A labor board is a group of all the unions that are represented in the city of Seattle, and they voted to kick out the police union, saying they do not have a right to be represented in our city. Why is it called CHOP? This lady, Shelby Talcott, said, does anybody know what happened to the people who did not get on board with the French Revolution? Chopped. The French Revolution was a disguised socialist takeover of France. France was a monarchy ruled by a king. The revolution, watch this, stirred up the classes. Stirred up the lower classes to enact violence against the government and the leadership. And what happened to King Louis? They chopped his head off in the streets. So that's why they call it CHOP now, is because if you're in there and you're not on board with their anarchy, they'll kill you. And I'm not kidding. This was posted outside. Notice they have the bottle of white out. That means that they want the whites out. It says, it has been respectfully requested that we leave the police-free zone white people for mourning and celebration of the non-white community from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 19th of June 2020. Please demonstrate your support by joining us around the barricade. In other words, white people, get out. That is racism. Call it what you want. It's racism. Seattle Labor Board group expels police union. That was on Fox News yesterday. See this man here? His name is Marquez. I'll have his full name here in a minute. This is in Portland. Now, Portland is trying to set up the same thing as Seattle. Portland and Seattle are both weird places. That, in fact, the motto of Portland is keep Portland weird. And they are weird up there. Weirdos. Okay? Marquez has a long arrest record in Portland. He also stated in an Antifa podcast this year that he would take joy out of eating from the skull. This is the man. Andy Goh is an Asian American who goes into the CHOP zone to report what's going on. And Marquez has said he would take joy out of eating from the skull after he was killed. Portland Antifa leader celebrates looting, riots, extreme violence. So a man from Portland went to Seattle. And he's saying, don't let up. So inside the CHOP zone is a tent put up, an information booth from the Seattle Democratic Socialist of America. What is democratic socialism? It's communism. You remember East Germany? It was the German Democratic Republic. But it wasn't democratic and it wasn't a republic. It was a communist dictatorship. Right? That's what this is about. It's not about George Floyd. It is about a takeover and a collapse of this country. This is the Attorney General of Minnesota. This needs to be shared far and wide. This is our very own Minnesota Attorney General, Keith Ellison, who's proudly promoting a group that is now destroying our state. This Minnesota something other, POS, if you don't know what POS means, don't ask me to say it, needs to be driven from office and driven from the state of Minnesota. He is holding the Antifa, anti-fascist handbook. Support. This is the Attorney General. This is the lead prosecutor in the state of Minnesota who is saying now, I will not prosecute those who looted, violently destroyed property, people, rapes, fires, police cars, police murders. I will not prosecute. In fact, I'm supporting them. He was an elected official, state of Minnesota. Now, see this boy? Believe it or not, he knows more about guns than probably most of us. This boy is a Seattle Chaz security team member. And he did a podcast. And what he said was, yes, we have the area surrounded with men and armed guards who are armed to the teeth around the border. And anybody who wants to come in, like police officers or federal investigators, they'll shoot them dead. That's what this kid doesn't look any more than 16 years old, but he is. He's in his early 20s. That flag behind him is the East Germany flag. Communist, which It doesn't exist anymore. Why doesn't East Germany exist, George? Why? It didn't work. They begged West Germany to join back with them because they were starving to death. And yet, that's what he wants here. This is some of the billboards that they put up. Happy Pride. Now, I have whited out the words here. Don't ask me what letter F word they are. And here. Because the sign here originally said something like, together we work. But they scribbled out we, and they wrote blank work. In other words, we don't have to work for anything. We're going to live in a communist la-la land where we're given everything. Then the sign here says the cops will always be racist because capitalism requires inequality. Let me tell you what they have in mind. Let's say that Brother Edward back there owned a chain of, what's your favorite food, Ed? Huh? Pizza? So let's say Ed owned a whole chain of pizza restaurants all around St. Louis area. Ed's Pizza. And he went from a boy growing up in an impoverished neighborhood and built by his own hands a network of pizzerias, and he pulls in about $3 million a year. That's his salary. Are you allowed to do that in America? In a communist nation, who would own the pizza restaurants? Government. And they would, Ed, they would pay you probably about $8 an hour to run the stores. You want that? That's what they mean. That's what they mean by capitalism requires inequality. It's the idea that because somebody's poor, then we need to steal all the money from the rich people and give it to them so that everybody is equal. That's what they mean by equality. It's not about racial equality. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with economics. They want to steal everybody's money, including yours, Sterling, and give it away to deadbeats who want to sit around, have sex all day, and do drugs. Am I making that up? This space is now property of the Seattle people. This was the Seattle Police Department, East Precinct. That's what they took over. You know how much evidence they have in that office building? You know how many drugs they had stored in there as evidence? You know how much money they confiscated that they had in evidence? I bet you every bit of that's gone now. This man, I put a barrel over him. He was filmed running through a residential section with children, buck naked. And they asked him, why are you running through this place with children naked? He said, because I can. No laws means no authority, which means no protection. So let's say, Chris, you lived out in this neighborhood and you had your stepdaughter out playing in the street and this man comes walking up stark naked. What would your husband do? Say it! It'd be a problem. She's under-exaggerating. I'd kill him. And be justified in doing it. The man assaulted my grandchildren with his nudity. He did it on purpose. But you see, this is why they don't want cops in there. Is this the America we want? It's what we're getting. Now, they had a sign up. See, they planted a little garden. Oh, isn't that sweet? How long is it going to take that stuff to grow? How long? 80 to 90 days. How long do you think they're going to be there? At least 80 to 90 days. So they put a sign up that said supplies needed, clothes, male pants, male shirts, belts, men's shoes, ice, the good kind. Y'all know what ice is, don't you? Meth. Cigarettes, lighters, lanterns, flashlights, portable solar chargers, Gatorade, backpacks, reusable bags, tents, sleeping bags, pillows, tarps, track phone minutes, cards, baby body lotion, shoes, bedding, zip ties, folding chairs, laundry bags, personal fans, body wash. Buy them! If you need it, buy it! But see, they don't want that. What they want is they want all the George Soros-type people and the Democrat leaders to donate large sums of money so that stuff would be bought for them and they can continue to live in la-la land. To make it look like on CNN that they're all there sharing one another's. But they're not sharing one another's. They were given this stuff by evil people in this country and making it look like communism works. This African-American couple tried to walk through CHOP with an American flag. That's all they were doing. They were chased, robbed, beaten, and their car was nearly destroyed. Their vehicle was then followed as they fled the scene so they could be identified and their address could be discovered because they're going to go after them. The chase vehicle had no license plates. Why? Remember all those videos, Sterling, we watched in my office with those sovereign citizens? Remember those guys, the sovereign citizens? The people who don't have license and driver's license and believe that the government can't make them do it? Those guys are nothing compared to these people. Nothing. Here's George Soros. He said destroying America would be the culmination of my life's work. He's the one funding this. Now, let me show you this. This is the book on anarchism and crime. This was a pamphlet that was handed out inside and outside the Chaz area. Let me show you what it says. In their new society, which is America, money would not exist. It would be replaced by a gift economy. How long would that last? Where all goods and services would be freely distributed without any need for barter or other forms of trade. This future society, governed according to the phrase, from each according to ability to each according to need, is known as communism. In a communist world, there would be no reason to maintain the artificial lines that divide the working class today. Without borders and therefore without states, all would be free to live wherever they pleased. Now, let me tell you what they mean by a border. National border would be eliminated. State borders would be eliminated. And Missouri has rights. That's why you guys moved out of Illinois, isn't it? They moved out of Illinois. They said, we're tired of it. We're tired of paying their taxes. We're tired of being under their laws where they won't let us own a gun. We're moving to Missouri. They want to eliminate that. And then, let me tell you what qualifies as a border. Your front door. Because they believe that they have a right to live wherever they want to live. And you wouldn't have the right to put them out of your own house. As the workplace and community councils will have taken over coordination of running our society, there would be no reason to have governments or politicians. The idea that the working class can control our own lives without states, governments, or borders is also called anarchism. But how do we get from a current capitalist society to a future anarchist, communist one? Violence. From the lessons of the past, we learn that those in power will never give up control over society lightly. In order to destroy the current order, there will need to be a revolution, a time of great upheaval. That's the plan. Are you scared yet? You should be. Now, this was also part of it. People need clothes. People need to destroy their oppressor. Don't shame or judge protesters who engage in looting or property destruction. It is a logical reaction to the social conditions and hopeless capitalism that has been created. If you promote revolutionary thought, then you also promote revolutionary action. Destruction is necessary. F peace. We are winning, and the only way we lose is if we lose our nerve. And then they say, we don't say peaceful protest. They mean to commit acts of violence and destruction. This manual was given out at the autonomous zone. It provides instructions on how to use human shields, create barricades, and make weapons using light bulbs. How many Antifa people does it take to screw in a light bulb? We will take whatever measures are necessary both to destroy this world as quickly as possible to create the world we want. And that's coming here. I have, here's a man, his name is, I mentioned him a while ago, Luis Enrique Marquez. Was one of the people holding down a man they didn't welcome inside the Seattle Autonomous Zone. He is wearing the hat in the foreground. They held this man down against his will. He said, the only time we are heard is when we burn stuff down. And if white America doesn't want to get it right, then they're going to see more burning. This is Luis Marquez, the Antifa militant leader from Portland, but media will tell you there are no Antifa here. They're lying through their teeth. The man that they're holding in this picture against his will was a preacher, there to preach inside CHOP. The man who was holding him said, I'm going to kiss you on the face. How does it feel to be hugged by a homosexual? And he was kissed on the lips repeatedly. That's called sexual assault, by the way. These are some of the people that they arrested. These are the pillars of the community. Oh, this guy here is not a guy. That's not a guy. That's a tranny. And I don't mean transmission. This guy here is not a woman. This one here, I have no idea. I have no idea what that is. Those are some of the arrested. Those are some of the people that are ruling the show here. Right here, this is Seattle. All these dots represent arson fires that were lit in a 10-day period. And the police can do absolutely nothing about it. Nothing. The Antifa group starts GoFundMe to replace guns stolen from them in Seattle's occupied zone. A GoFundMe page so that people will buy them more guns to be in their zone. See this? What this guy has here? That's a 50 caliber pistol. You can't shoot one of those with one hand. 50 caliber is powerful. It will blow your head off of your body. These guys are armed. These guys are armed. Notice the logo here. These guys are armed, flashing gang signs. Now, the city council has voted unanimously to ban police from using crowd control devices that can cause pain or discomfort on people. Seattle PD effectively have no tools left to respond to violent protesters and rioters. They were shut down by their own government. Now, here's why I'm saying all this. There was a story that came out Friday that they tried to set up an autonomous zone like this in Seattle in Asheville, North Carolina. That's close to Mayberry. Asheville, North Carolina is not San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland. Asheville, North Carolina is more like Arnold. So they tried to set up an autonomous zone in Asheville, North Carolina. So I have a cousin that lives in Asheville, that lives in North Carolina, Zebulon, North Carolina. Her and her husband own a pawn shop and they sell guns. They're friends with all the police people in that area. So I called him and I said, tell me what's going on. Now, I hope I get this story right, but they tried to set up an autonomous zone in Asheville, North Carolina. And he said the police were unable to do anything about it. More than likely, it's because they voted in a Democrat mayor and a Democrat city council. And more than likely, it was the mayor and the city council who chained up the hands of the police and said, let them go. Do you know who stopped them? The citizens. So let me tell you what my cousin's husband told me. They live in a town that I would say is similar to Festus. Far enough outside of the city. And he said that a policeman came to him in his shop and said, we have to shut you down. He said, what? Why? He said, we're shutting you down and we're shutting Walmart down. He said, there are intelligence sources inside the Antifa groups that are in this area that have told us that they are going to target your store and Walmart. And they're going to burn it down. So he called some buddies, some of the guys that work there. And he said they all stood out in front of the store. Now, in this little town, they had a protest. And he said it was a peaceful protest, but we noticed that there was an automobile, Pennsylvania license plate, tinted windows, that kept going back and forth up and down the street. And he said they took note of it because they kept driving back and forth, slowing down as they got to this man's shop, gun store. What were they wanting? They weren't there to get the bicycles, chainsaws. Notice they never steal tools. And he said the next day, he was told that the Antifa group owned that vehicle and it was one of their scouts. And they sent a scout out to scout out that man's store to see if it was guarded. And because it was, they decided not to go after him. And I said, Jim, that's my cousin's husband's name. I said, Jim, I said, let me tell you what I think. I said, those people who are for Antifa, they believe a philosophy and they're willing to destroy what everybody's got, but they're not willing to lose their life for what they believe. They're willing to get paid for what they believe, but they're not willing to lose their life for what they believe. We are. We are. And he said, Mike, you're right. And my cousin Sherry, and I told her I was going to tell the whole world. She said, they ain't nothing but a bunch of pansies. My cousin Sherry said that. Because he said, darling, come here and get on the phone. Mike's on the phone, darling. And I told her, I said, You know, in our church, about half the guys are carrying guns. We got a guy sitting watching the door. And she said, yeah, I noticed that somebody was up there singing with Melissa, okay, and they had a gun. I said, that'd be my son Matthew. I said, I raised him right. Turn your Bibles to Philippians 3. I'm going to show you why. Man, I still got more. Philippians 3. Verse 18, for many walk of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. This is what this is really about. Do you understand that? Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly. You know what that means? The belly is all this area here. That's where all your lusts and your appetites are. Their God is their belly. Whose glory is their shame. See, those are the heroes of Antifa. People that I wouldn't let my kids around them. Amen? But you see, they're going to make it so that this church has to hire one if they want a job here. And if we don't hire them, we might as well write them a check for $100,000 because that's what they're going to get in the lawsuit. Or the maximum of what our insurance will pay. Whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. Asheville Autonomous Zone, short-lived, but protesters may try again. So they tried it in Asheville. They tried it in this little town of Zebulon, North Carolina. Here's their demands. Seattle Police Department and attached court system are beyond reform. We do not request reform. We demand abolition. We demand that the city council and mayor defund and abolish the Seattle Police Department and attach criminal justice apparatus. This means 100% funding. In a transitory period between now and the dismantlement of the Seattle Police Department, we demand that the use of armed force be banned entirely. No guns, no batons, no riot shields, no chemical weapons. Now, wait a minute. They got guns. They just don't want you to have one. We demand an end to the school-to-prison pipeline and the abolition of youth jails. Get kids out of prison, get cops out of schools. We also demand that the new youth prison being built in Seattle currently be repurposed. In other words, quit charging youth with crimes. We demand a retrial of all people in color currently serving a prison sentence for violent crime by a jury of their peers in their community. We demand decriminalization of the acts of protest and amnesty for protesters generally, but specifically those involved in what has been termed the George Floyd Rebellion against the terrorist cell that previously occupied this area known as the Seattle Police Department. We demand the city of Seattle and state government release any prisoner currently serving time for a marijuana-related offense and expunge the related conviction. We demand the city of Seattle and state government release any prisoner currently serving time just for resisting arrest. We demand that prisoners currently serving time be given full and unrestricted right to vote. That's against the law. It's against the Constitution. We demand the abolition of imprisonment, generally speaking, but especially the abolition of both youth prisons and privately owned for-profit prisons. They want the prisons to be demolished. No prisons. No laws, no police. Is that what you want? We demand in replacement of the current criminal justice system, the creation of restorative, transformative accountability programs. In other words, time out. Criminal justice system destroyed. No prosecutors, no judges, nothing. We demand autonomy be given to the people to create localized anti-crime systems. They won't work. We demand that the funding previously used for Seattle Police be redirected into, number one, socialized health and medicine. Thank Obama for that. Free public housing, because housing is a right, not a privilege. Public education to decrease the average class size in city schools and increase teacher salary. Naturalization services for immigrants in the United States living here undocumented. We demand they be called undocumented because no person is illegal. Yes, they are if they're in this country without a pass. They're illegal. And by the way, these are the same things that your Democrat representative and congressmen are for. We demand a decentralized election process to give the citizens of Seattle a greater ability to select candidates. Now look at this. We demand the people of Seattle seek out and proudly support black-owned businesses. Your money is our power. In other words, we're taking your money. Now look at Proverbs 1, verse 13. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us and let us all have one purse. That is communism. And if you read Proverbs 1, you'll see that God said, learn of me and don't join in with them. They mean to steal every piece of property and every dime of money that they get their hands on so they can equally distribute. Now that's to the common people. But the people up at the top running the show, they're going to be billionaires. You know how it worked in Russia? Everybody in Russia made the exact same wage except the people in the upper parties of government. They were the oligarchy who had all the money and all the power. We demand that thorough anti-bias training become legal requirement for all jobs in the education system as well as the medical profession and mass media. In other words, mind control. Now, let me show you what's happening very quickly. Matthew 12, Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. That's their goal. Now, I'm going to stop here while I've taken the time and tell you about the man I met. We was at Sam's, and I was wearing my ridiculous napkin over my face. And I walked down an aisle, I was checking to see if they had some soda. And I saw a man, black man coming to me and he had a Navy cap on. And you know what I do? I'd done it four times already that day. If I saw a cop, St. Louis County police officer, and I pulled up next to him, rolled down my window, I said, sir, thank you for your service. He said, I appreciate that. Let those guys know you support them. So I walked up to that man and I said, sir, thank you for serving your country. God bless you. And he looked at me and he said, it's Vietnam. He said, thank you for saying that. I said, where did you serve? He said, well, he said, got drafted, but then I signed up two more times. I did three tours. And he told me what all ships he served on. He served on the USS Enterprise, big nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. And he told me where all he served. And I'm just bawling. And he said, I grew up in a house, I believe he said 13, but he may have said 19. He said, I grew up in a single-parent home, 13 kids. And he said, I was fortunate enough to see the world three times over. What he was telling me was, he grew up in abject poverty. And probably called names most of his life. You know what I'm saying, right? And instead of being angry, he served his country and served his flag three times in a war that no one wanted and was proud to do it. He's wearing the cap. And I walked away bawling. My wife will tell you, I went up there, I said, I met a guy over here. I went and checked on the soda. They didn't have any. And I walked past him, George, and I just kind of bumped him on the shoulder. I said, don't let them divide us. And he said, we're all one people. We're America. I would stand next to that man and fight. But see, he was limping. I would stand in front of that man and defend him to the death. See, that's the kind of America that still exists. And they want this kingdom divided, don't they? Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. I got more. I'll tell you what, I'll save it for tonight. Because I'm going to show you the spirit that's behind this. So if you come tonight, 3 o'clock, but I want you to listen. If you're not going to come, I want you to listen. This is important. Or I'd keep you here till I got done. So tell me you're going to go home and listen. I'm going to keep you here then. You're going to go home and listen? Okay, Alfie is going. I want to go home. There is a spirit over this country that is trying to chop up this nation. And I told my cousins yesterday, I said, for the first time in my life, I opened my gun safe. I took out my two semi-automatic rifles and set them by my bed. I've never done that before. And that worried me so bad, Gary, I couldn't sleep Friday night. That worried me. And what worried me was those guns sitting there next to me. It worried me that I'd have to use them because it's not my nature. But I for sure am not going to let them set up an anarchy communist state in my town. Amen. Now, I sound tough right now because I'm behind my pulpit. Normally, I run like a little girl. Don't I? Don't mess with my sister. She'll kill you. And her daughter's worse. She'll tear your head off. And eat out of your skull, she will. Let me stop. Let's bow our heads, okay? I'm scared. My cousin told me, they said, you know, Trump's going to have that rally in Tulsa. She said, I think some people are going to get killed. Now, apparently there was some resistance, and Trump said it at the beginning of his speech last night. And I'm going to say this, and you can like it or don't like it. If we had Hillary as president right now, I would say, let's call it in, we're done. But we're not. I believe we've got some good people that'll stand for America. And they're all over this country. My cousin's husband, Jim, you know what he said? He said, we formed, he said, I'm going to use the word for, no, there's not a better term for it. He said, we formed a militia. He said, I got about 40 guys that we're going to text each other. We're going to keep watch. And if we see something, we got signals that we're going to use, and we're all going to show up with guns. Now, my brothers and sisters, we have better weapons. Milton, we got better weapons. And we're going to have to use them. The prospect of a civil war in America is greater now than it ever has been. There is a powder keg over our country waiting for a spark to ignite it. And I can guarantee you they will create the spark. I guarantee you. So let's get ready. Let's arm ourselves spiritually.